just as a reminder, here at the Fellowship, we are celebrating a year of healing and wholeness. So that metaphor of the brokenness and the wholeness and the cracks being where the light gets in, that is what we're experiencing right now. Peter Mayer's beautiful song, The Rainbow, was scheduled for this morning. We had made this plan months ago to have Peter join us. He was planning to be live in person, and I'm so glad he was still able to join us through Zoom. But we planned to talk about the rainbow because we were planning to have this be the final Sunday of our stewardship campaign. We were going to be talking about money, or the proverbial pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was planning to talk with you this morning about how searching for that gold is not the point of our stewardship campaign. But the rainbow, noticing the rainbow, is even more important as we, even as we need to continue funding our mission. But today, we're facing very different circumstances. But I want to talk to you about a very different interpretation of that same song. The song talks about how a person spent their whole life on a journey to try to find that pot of gold. And when they get to the end of the rainbow, all they find is a smiling leprechaun. And when the person asks the leprechaun, "Have you seen the pot of gold?" the leprechaun only asks the question back, "Have you seen the rainbow?" Today in this crisis, I find myself searching for something. I find myself searching for an answer, a reason, a purpose for all of this chaos. It's really normal. It's a healthy human response to trauma, to try to find the reason. And that's what we're experiencing right now, a collective national and international trauma. I turn to the biblical story of Job, the story of the man who just has terrible thing after terrible thing happen to him. And in that story, after all the terrible things, his friends come by and they try to each offer a different explanation for why he has lost everything. Spoiler alert, Job finds those friends incredibly frustrating. I hear many folks right now trying to locate that meaning in this crisis too. I hear people attributing political meaning, or even giving human agency to this virus, or claiming that Mother Nature has done this to help us slow down and heal the earth. It's natural to want to attribute or find or locate meaning. But I'm going to invite us all into a spiritual practice of stop trying to locate that meaning, to just be with what we are right now. Like Job's friends, we're not really helping by doing that. And so, like the pot of the gold at the end of the rainbow, if we spend this whole time trying to find the meaning, we're going to be disappointed. There's nothing there to find. But instead, we can notice, we can observe, and we can create meaning and purpose in this time. There is meaning to be made if not found. We can allow ourselves to slow down. We can allow time for introspection if we live alone, or we can allow time for family connection if we're surrounded by others in our home. We can pick back up a spiritual or a creative practice. I want to be clear that this virus did not happen so that you could reconnect with your knitting practice. Neither God nor evolution works that way. But we can create meaning and purpose and help each other and support our communities and tend to our own lives and to our own families as we are each able in this crisis. This virus did not happen so that we could learn to be more generous or so that we could learn to ask for help when we need it. There is no theology in which that is helpful as a human response. But Even if it didn't occur for that reason, we can still use this time to learn to be generous and to learn to ask for help when we need it. We can practice being more generous. We can practice asking for what we need. Rather than finding meaning in this journey, we can create it or we can learn it. May we each, in our own circumstances and grief and experience, create the time to notice the rainbow, even amid this big stormy time. And rather than focus on finding the gold to be found at the end, I hope that we can each recognize the meanings to be created as we travel along this path, separately, but also together. May it be so. Amen.